In our reading today, we will read Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3, we will see the fall of man into sin. We will see that Adam disobeyed God's command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God responds by giving three curses. He curses the serpent, he curses childbearing, and he curses the ground. Unfortunately, for the rest of man's history, up until this day, we are paying the consequences of Adam's sin. It is a somber moment in this world to think about the moment that Adam chose to follow Satan as opposed to following God. And so as we read Genesis chapter 3, I hope you're struck with the fact that the world that we live in has been marred by sin, and that we live in a broken world because of that. Yet, even at the end of chapter 3, we find that God covered their sin. He did this by sacrificing animals and using the skins to cover them. And that looks forward to a wonderful truth that the Lord Jesus came to die on the cross to be our sacrifice, to be the only sacrifice that would truly cover our sin. So as you listen to this, I hope you're struck by the sadness of living in a world that is marred by sin, that is broken with all the evil that we witness every day. Yet we have this great hope, even from the beginning, that God promised to send his own Son to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let's read together Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through the end of the chapter.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which Yahweh God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat from it, and you shall not touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Then the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise. So she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Then they heard the sound of Yahweh God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh God in the midst of the trees of the garden. Yahweh God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave to me from the tree, and I ate." Then Yahweh God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And Yahweh God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than any of the cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat, all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain and conception. In pain you will bear children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you will eat of it all the days of your life. both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Now the man called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Then Yahweh God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and he clothed them. Then Yahweh God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he send forth his hand, and take also from the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, Yahweh God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.